It is astounding to see the amount of people around us who thinks that they are not smart enough. In a way, it's easy to understand because the goal of the media outlets out there is to prove that you're stupid. They will try to use difficult words. They will lie and tell you things that you don't understand so that they can create a codependence on their wisdom. Now, what is more frightening is many on the body of Christ has been taken by this deceptive mindset that permeate their thinking and keep them limited in what they can do. Keep them limited on what influence they can have on the affairs of the land and in many times in their own lives. I am here to tell you tonight that this is another of the tools that the devil uses to try to make us feel inferior. And for that reason, there are a lot of people out there saying, well, preacher, you know, I'm not dumb, but I am not the brightest. I do realize that there are people there brighter than I am. That's baloney. As I said, the world system is designed to make us feel like we don't know enough about what's going on. So we'll be dependent on them for information. This is the reality going on right now in our nation. I'm here to tell you this is a nonsense. When you came to Christ and you were born again, even if you were not so gifted intellectually, all that changes. I'll say it again. When you came to Christ and you became a born-again person, assuming that even if you were not so gifted with wisdom, on the moment that you gave your life to Jesus and you became a new creation, all that changed. You may be asking, what do you mean, how that changed? You became brilliant. How do you know? By the fact that you accepted Jesus. That's a brilliant decision. Yes. That's the best decision that you could ever have had in your life. Hallelujah. Anybody that has a brain cell working, why would you take a chance to die at any moment and go to hell when you can take Jesus right away, be saved, and become a brilliant person? Let me say, I'll go even a step further. Each one of you here sitting down under the sound of my voice are capable to be a scientist. Amen. The people of God does not suffer from stupidity. If you came to Christ and you became a godly person, wisdom is something that is given to you by the bulk. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 26, we find the following words. Read it with me. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinners he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give to him who is good before God. This is also vanity and grasping for the wind. I don't think you got this, did you? You didn't. Let's read it again. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. Let's stop right here. If you have ever uttered that sentence, well, I'm not smart enough, I'm asking you to repent tonight. Because on the moment that you came to Christ, he gives you wisdom and knowledge, and he throws in some joy also. So God's people can't be dumb. Now, the popular media today are calling us conservative people dumb, stupid, radicals, between many other garbage. But actually, it's the other way around. God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who he thinks is good in his sight. Now, the sinners is the other way around. The sinners will have to work, gathering, and collecting all that stuff that he may give to him who is good before God. Are you getting what I'm saying here?
Yes.
Now, let's make it easier. Brother Harry, may I please have the New Living Translation? And then we'll go to the back slide, the translation. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. Do you please God?
Yes.
Then you better tell your neighbor, we've got wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him. Don't you love that? Huh? Oh, come on, stop being religious. Isn't that good when somebody gets rich and God says, hey, give it to my child? He says in here, but if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealthy away and gives it to those who please him. Now listen to the backslider translation. It's awesome. Crazy. Huh? Thank you. God may give wisdom and knowledge and joy to his favorites. But sinners are assigned a life of hard labor and end up turning their wages over to God's favorites. Nothing but smoke and the spirit in the wind. Come on, tell your neighbor, thank God you're God's favorite. So, folks, if you have ever uttered that statement, I am not smart enough, it's time to ask God forgiveness for the unwise statement that you made. Because God will give wisdom, knowledge, and joy to his favorites. And who are God's favorites? The ones who came to him through Christ Jesus. You may say, well, preacher, but you said that when we come to Jesus, we are no longer dumb, we are brilliant. Yes, you are brilliant. Now, how many of you here thinks and agree and knows that God knows everything? We agree on that, right? God knows everything. Listen to 2 Corinthians, actually. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:16. Here's the proof that when you come to Christ, you become brilliant. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Let's read it. For who has known the mind of the Lord? But we
have the
Hello, but we
have one Christ.
Amen.
His mind, the mind of Christ, is far smarter than the mind of the media. His mind is far smarter than the mind of every professor in this country. Or in the world, for that matter.
Hallelujah.
You're not getting this. His mind, Jesus' mind, is smarter than the smartest business professionals. Did you hear what I said? Jesus' mind, Christ's mind, is smarter than the smartest business professional in the planet. His mind, Jesus' mind, is smarter than the smartest educators, the smartest politician, the smartest newsmakers, all combined. And now, you have his mind.
Amen.
Doesn't it say that? But we have
the mind
of Christ. So you are actually smarter than all of them out there altogether. Therefore, the statement that I'm not smart enough is ridiculous. It's ludicrous. You're not shorter than anybody else. You are smarter than anything or anybody else out there because you possess the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Come on, touch your neighbor and ask your neighbor, how are you a smart one? Very smart. So you may be asking right now, preacher, how do I change this thinking? Okay, here we go. The program now is going to be to disintoxicate you from all this garbage that you learn from the time you're small and has been bombarded in you by other preachers. You are smart because you've got the mind of Christ. So, number one. The first step into changing that lousy behavior and thinking pattern is dwell on the fact that you have the mind of Christ. Can we agree on this?
Yes.
You remember when you were growing up and your mom looked at you and said, you're so cute, little thing. You remember that? And one day you asked, Mom, you serious? Of course I'm serious. And then now you're no longer a toddler. You're 5 years old. And one day you come to see Mom. And you all messed up. And you have things running, tears through your eyes. And something else through your nose. And your hair is all messed up. And you're on your underwear. And Mom said, come on here, beautiful. In Mama's eyes, you were still beautiful. You know why? Because you are. There's no ugly children in the eyes of their parents. But in the eyes of God, you are smart. It doesn't matter what the world says. You've got the mind of Christ. Dwell on those thoughts. Dwell on the fact that you have the mind of Christ. Now, let me tell you now. One of the things that will deter our advancement is that in many instances, God wants to give you a brilliant idea, but because you never heard about it, you got scared. Can I have an amen here? You've got the mind of Christ. You are able and capable to think anything. You are able and think like God, like Christ does. Take full advantage of it. When I grew up, I told you, I was told that I was dumb, that I was ugly, that I was good for nothing, that I will never sum to be anything in life. How wrong you were, baby. How wrong you were. I've got 127 credit hours, which makes me a doctor in theology. And I could pursue even more. I don't want nobody to call me a doctor, but I earned it.
Amen.
Contrary to popular beliefs, those who uttered those words did not know that when I came to Christ, I became even more brilliant because now I've got the mind of Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so do you.
Yes.
Please don't dwell in what some lousy neighbors or family member may have told you when you were growing up. You're good for nothing. You're so stupid. Boy, I haven't seen nobody so dumb like you. Don't dwell on this. It's a lie from the pits of hell. You came to Christ. You've got the mind of Christ. You are smart. You're brilliant. And maybe this is what causes them to say that, because they're jealous of you. Dwell on the fact that you've got the mind of Christ. Now, here's some advantages in having the mind of Christ. A, when you have the mind of Christ, you have the ability to see things the way that God sees it. Say amen.
Amen.
So why think any other way? You've got the mind of Christ, you've got the ability to see things the way that God does. When you've got the mind of Christ, you have the power to understand things the way Christ understands. So there is no difficult math. There is no difficult biology. There is no difficult geography. Whatever it is that you say you have a hard time with in school, you're not acting like a saved one. When you have the mind of Christ, you have the power to understand things the same way that Christ does. Amen?
Amen.
When you have the mind of Christ, when you have the mind of Christ, you have the ability to choose the way that Christ would have choose, not otherwise. Is everybody listening to me here?
Yes.
Having the mind of Christ, you have the ability to choose the same way that Christ would choose. Therefore, stop listening to any thought that is contrary to this.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen? Let's continue. Number two, let's get rid of this junk. Expect God's wisdom today. Be on the lookout for it. James 1, verse 5, says, if you are devoid of understanding and think that you don't have wisdom, that you're not smart enough, read it with me. If any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. In other words, if we are not smart enough to know that we have the mind of Christ, and we can achieve anything, and we think that we need wisdom, go to God. He's not going to just put a limit, okay, give them 1 ounce of wisdom today. And then let's have half an ounce for the rest of the year. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally, without reproach. What's it, boy? You dumb again? All right, give them a little bit of wisdom. There ain't going to be no reproach. We come to God, we ask it immediately. So be expecting, God's wisdom every day when you wake up. Be on the lookout. If there's something that seems to be difficult, God's wisdom is readily available to each one of us. Watch this. Brother Harry, can I get the backslider translation on this thing here? If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You got His help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. You got a point?
Yes.
Let's go back to verse 6. Ask boldly, believing, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind-wiped waves. Feeling that you don't have enough wisdom, go to God. Ask it and believe that you're going to get it. And you better be ready to outsmart your professor. When you ask for wisdom, God will provide it. God's wisdom is available for you and I just at one prayer away. Don't have to sweat. Don't have to flip upside down. Don't have to scream. One prayer away. All wisdom that we need is at hand. Number 3, how to get rid of this nonsense thinking. Remind yourself that you are constantly learning. There isn't anybody on planet Earth that knows everything. Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
So remind yourself that you are constantly learning. Listen to Psalms 16, verse 7. Love this verse. Read it with me. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instruct me. Huh? Did you get that? Brother, put the King James over there. That's a better service. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. Huh? What is my reins? I thought y'all like King James. Give them the New Living Translation. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. So what you're saying, preacher? My friend, you are so smart that your mind is busy teaching you while you're sleeping.
Amen.
You're not getting this. My heart instructs me. Now, may I have the backslider translation, please? The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Did y'all get this? Back now to the New King James. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. You are so smart, that your mind is even teaching you while you're sleeping.
Amen.
So enough of this nonsense that I'm not smart enough. Number 4, stop trying to measure up. I'll say it again. Stop trying to measure up.
Amen.
If you ever feel foolish or less educated than the elite around you, God has a great answer for you. So let me say this again. Stop trying to measure up. If any one of you ever feel foolish or less educated than the mentally elite, God has a great answer for you. 1 Corinthians 1:27 tells us this. And this goes for every time you feel less educated or foolish. Let's read it. But God has chosen and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame. If it ever come a time that you feel foolish or less educated, God is telling you, relax, baby. I'm specialized in using foolish things according to the world. And I will put the foolish things or the unwise, uneducated, as they say, to bring shame to the mighty things, to the educated elite. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
So please do yourself a favor. Stop trying to measure up. One more thing. How to get rid of this nonsense that I'm not smart enough. Don't think small anymore. Did I talk to somebody here now? Don't think small anymore. Is your God small?
No.
You serve a great God.
Yes.
And you have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
So you better start thinking great.
Yes.
Stop thinking small. Stop talking small. You are made in the image of God. And being in the image of God means that you have His intelligence, His brilliance, His understanding. Think of yourself this way. Talk this way. And eventually you will see yourself this way. Amen?
Amen?
Would you mind repeating a few sentences with me? Let's start practicing this thing. Say after me. I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
I think His thoughts.
I think His thoughts.
And I understand His way.
And I understand His way.
Therefore, I make wise and intelligent decisions. That's how it's supposed to be. Nobody here is dumb. Nobody here, I'm not wise enough. I'm not smart enough. That's nonsense. Say it with me. I will never again
submit to the thought
that I am not smart.
I am smart.
And I can figure things out. You know what? Let me put a verse here. I just had it. Brother Harry, can you put up there 1 Corinthians 1:30? I think I got it. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us you are in Christ Jesus, the wisdom of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't settle for less.
Amen.
Say it with me. I expect wisdom today.
And I expect
that tonight
my mind will instruct me.
As God's word says. I make wise and intelligent decisions.
I will never again think small.
I was made in the image of a big God.
Therefore,
I now think
big thoughts
like my big God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.